A lot of people don't figure out what they want to do professionally until college or even later. But Brady Veal of Bloomington knew when he was 8. At one of his first 4-H club meetings, there was a demo with a robot that responded to computer commands. Brady thought it was amazing, got hooked on computer science, and he eventually became the team's lead programmer.
But I thought it was cool that I could be the one to decide what it would do, where it would go, and how it would do it. And it was exactly how I programmed it. It wasn't like it had a mind of its own. You were the one telling it what to do, which I thought was really cool.
Brady is now part of the first cohort of Unit 5 high school students in a new computer science program with Heartland Community College. When Brady graduates Normal West in May of 2021, he'll leave with both a high school diploma and his associate's degree from Heartland. It's the next step in a long-standing partnership between Unit 5 and Heartland. For years, they've offered dual credit, or classes where students can earn college credit without having to leave their high school and without taking an advanced placement or AP test. There are about 277 high school students in Unit 5 taking one or more dual credit classes this fall. Alana Akins is Heartland's Director of Secondary Education Partnerships. She says Heartland offers College Now dual credit courses through 16 high schools and 3 career centers in Central Illinois.
I can say that Unit 5 has been our most aggressive partner to date as it relates to pursuing dual credit opportunities for their students.
Unit 5's offerings range from general education courses like critical reading and writing to more career-focused classes like early childhood education and welding.
So they really do have a pretty good buffet of courses, and I do believe that they are trying to be a little bit more deliberate about helping most of their students, all of their students, develop these meaningful future plans post-high school graduation.
There's been tremendous growth in dual credit offerings in Illinois and across the country over the past 2 decades. That's according to Jason Taylor, an assistant professor of higher education at the University of Utah, who wrote his dissertation on Illinois dual credit. The Illinois Community College Board says there are now over 59,000 high school students enrolled in dual credit. That's 17% higher than it was just 4 years ago. Taylor says one big reason is that it makes college more affordable if you can do some of it in high school for free or at a cheaper rate. Over the past 3 years, Heartland says that Unit 5 students have saved over $1.5 million in long-term education costs because of dual credit. And Taylor says there's another benefit.
So we tend to see higher college-going rates for students who start college and high school. It can sort of help boost students' aspirations for college and their interest in college, sort of provide some momentum.
Brady Veal's Computer Science Associate's Degree Program is sort of the next evolution in dual credit. There are 67 students enrolled in Degree Now at Normal West and another 45 at Normal Community. The first cohort from Olympia High School will start next year. The 4-year plan of study starts with mostly Unit 5 high school courses the first 2 years. But by junior year, students are taking Heartland classes at its Normal campus or online. There are also summer classes and traditional dual credit and AP courses sprinkled throughout. Dave Weber is a science teacher at Normal West who oversees Degree Now at his school.
When the classes get challenging, it's not enough to just be smart. You also have to be able to commit the time to it and to make it a priority.
Indeed, Brady says that managing the course load has been the hardest part. He plays soccer, which can make for some pretty long days during the fall season.
After school, I go straight to soccer practice for 2.5 hours, and then I go home and I have to do homework for 2+ hours. So I really, it's really just trying to manage your homework, your extracurricular activities, and then having a little bit of free time in between. But really, other than that, it's just making sure you get everything done on time, and then making sure you have a little fun while you're doing it.
That was a concern for Brady's mother, Tina Veal, as well. She didn't want Brady to miss out on, you know, high school.
I said, I want you to be a high school student at the same time. I want you to enjoy high school. And if this ever got in the way of that, then we would have conversation.
But it has paid off. Last summer, Brady got to do an internship at State Farm, pretty rare feat for a 16-year-old. State Farm also provides volunteer mentors for students in Degree Now.
It honestly has been one of the best experiences for him. It's challenged him. It's made him think outside the box. It's taught him life skills of how to study, how to time, you know, plan time management. And so it's been everything that I hoped it would be, but I had concerns, you know, going in.
Another concern is narrowing someone's focus at such a young age. How is a 14-year-old high school freshman supposed to know what they want to do with the rest of their life? The short answer is that degree now is not for everyone. Here's Rachel Cook, Associate Director of Advisement and Transfer Coordination at Heartland.
So if you're at all wavering, like, I don't know, maybe I do like computer science, maybe I don't, we wouldn't necessarily say jump in with both feet to this program, because there is a chance that you would change your mind.
Dave Weber from Normal West says Brady's cohort started with 19 students. It's now down to 12.
That could be viewed as a negative. I view it as a positive, as students are finding what they do and don't want to do with themselves and for their career much earlier as because of this program. That's something that maybe students wouldn't have traditionally found out until they got to college or junior college, where I like computers, I'll take some classes, and then when they get into the rigors of computer science and program in college, they find out maybe this isn't for me.
Brady plans to attend a four-year college or university after graduating. Depending on how his credits transfer, he could essentially be an 18-year-old freshman who's really a college-level junior. That disconnect was at the heart of a new articulation agreement announced last week between Heartland and Illinois State University. Degree Now graduates will have guaranteed admission to ISU and be able to jump right into their junior year. Rachel Cook from Heartland says that agreement gives them access to freshman-level benefits, such as housing, scholarships, and new student orientation.
Upon graduation, academically juniors at ISU, they're going to be like 18 or 19 years old. And so maybe from the social-emotional aspect of things, they might not really be junior level.
Brady says he still expects to have that typical college freshman experience.
So I'll still get the same college experience, I'll just be there for a shorter amount of time, which then opens the opportunity for going back for a master's degree program and still completing it in like the normal 4 to 5 years. And by then I'll have a head start in my career by having a master's degree out of college, which would be very, very good.
The Heartland ISU agreement will address one concern with dual credit courses, transferability. While in-state schools are less of an issue, dual credit expert Jason Taylor says if you're enrolling at a four-year institution out of state, there's no guarantee that your dual credit classes will be accepted. He says a lot of school districts prefer advanced placement, or AP, because it's a standardized curriculum, an exam that's recognized more or less nationally.
We tend to hear a lot of anecdotes, and those anecdotes are real and legitimate, but we don't have good data on how common and prevalent transferability is.
Regardless, the Degree Now Associates program is expected to save students like Brady Veal money in the long term. But it's not free. Students and their families are still charged tuition and fees for those classes taken at Heartland or online via Heartland. It's about $5,500 over the 4 years. Alana Akins at Heartland stresses those families will still save around $3,000 in waived tuition for other classes in the program.
We find that in all of these cases, we are substantially reducing the cost of their higher education.
Brady's mom, Tina, agrees.
And know that he's getting some of those classes that would be introductory classes possibly out of the way if he would transfer to a four-year university, which he hopes to do. And so it's a win-win for all of us.
But cost and access are intertwined with dual credit. Taylor says dual credit courses are historically more likely to be accessed by white, middle, and upper-income students. Akin says it's something they're thinking about at Heartland.
It's important to note that high school students are not eligible for financial aid. And so because of that, we know we have to be keenly aware and sensitive to financial matters, especially as it relates to concerns about equity.
Last year in Illinois, about 8% of minority high school students enrolled in dual credit classes. That's compared with almost 14% of white students. Jason Taylor says many states are trying to find ways to improve equitable access to these types of courses. Students from wealthier backgrounds whose parents themselves went to college are probably going to be thinking about college at an earlier point than their peers who would be first-generation college students.
Yeah, they might not be thinking about college at all when they're entering high school as a ninth grader.
Unit 5 hopes to expand the Degree Now partnership to other programs beyond computer science in the coming years. Bloomington High School in District 87, meanwhile, also offers dual credit classes with Heartland Community College. 58 students from BHS were enrolled in dual credit through College Now last school year. This is Sound Ideas.